The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God Ministries International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. The prophetic voice of our time is now on YouTube. Help us by subscribing, like us, and if possible, be nice and leave a nice comment or a positive comment. Amen. Thank you in advance. This has been the season of implementation, God's ways of doing things, and we want to spread the word through and by every available means. Help us. Thank you. You can also join us in our Sunday and Wednesday services via live stream. Our Sunday service starts at 9:30 in the morning and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. You can go to our website, sogmi.org, and click live stream. And also, if you missed any of our previous broadcasts, we are on podcast. You can also go to our website, and we have them posted there, okay? So the season of implementation is right now. If you notice, a lot of things are going on in our political system, in our nation. It's almost breathtaking. I'm trying to keep up with the good news that I hear, and it is wonderful. I am very grateful, and I'm excited that this country is turning around towards righteousness, and we will take our leadership role in the world. And we, as a body of Christ, must continue to take leadership, implement God's ways of doing things, and make disciples to all nations. Amen? Okay, that is what Jesus commands us. We also need to continue on learning things and learning new things through the illumination and guidance of the Holy Spirit. It is important that we carry out our instruction to the letter. Okay? This is way, especially if you're strong in one area, that is the time that you need to surrender that to the Lord so that He can take you to a higher level, His ways of doing things. We must follow the instruction to the letter. We need to continue to unlearn things, make necessary corrections if needed, and to acknowledge and to look at the Holy Spirit as our teacher, our guidance, and our counselor, and focus on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Changes are coming, and implementation of God's ways of doing things are here and now. Isaiah chapter 55, verses 6 through 9, from New Living Translation. Seek the Lord while you can find Him. Call on Him now while He's near. Let the wicked change their ways and banish the very thought of doing wrong. Let them turn to the Lord, that He may have mercy on them. Yes, turn to our God, for He will forgive generously. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to give you an example, a scripture reference, one by one on where we must focus on to implement God's ways of doing things. Implementing God's ways of doing things, unlearning things, and learning new things through the illumination and guidance of the Holy Spirit is a must. It is crucial so that you'll be a part of this great move of God. It is important that we carry out or follow our instruction to the letter. Okay? That is number one. In Exodus chapter 36, verses 1 through 3, I'm reading from NIV. So Bezalel, Oholiab, and every skilled person to whom the Lord has given skill and ability to know how to carry out all the work of constructing the sanctuary are to do the work just as the Lord has commanded. That is important, okay? Then Moses summoned Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person to whom the Lord had given ability and who was willing to come and do the work. They received from Moses all the offerings the Israelites had brought to carry out the work of constructing the sanctuary, and the people continued to bring freewill offering morning after morning. So Bezalel and Oholiab and every skilled person that the Lord called and have chosen, they follow the instruction very carefully under the leadership of Moses, okay? Moses inspected everything because he's the one who received instruction to the Lord in building the temple, and it needs to be 100% concise. Just like when Noah built the ark, in everything he followed God's ways of doing things. This is how this transfer of wealth and influence are going to take place. It is not based on your ability. It is not based on your hard work. It is going to be based on following the instruction of the Lord through and by the Holy Spirit to the letter. Okay. Another example, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shittim and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over. After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp, giving orders to the people. When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it on, you are to move out from your position and follow it. Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before. But keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark. Do not go near it. Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you." That is unlearning things and making necessary correction if possible. You do not wait until you're being dealt with. You ask the Holy Spirit to show you the areas where you need to work on or the things that you need to correct. Amen? You don't go about crying and forgiving and asking God and expecting Him to move on your behalf if you do not make the necessary correction. Okay. Joshua said to the priest, verse 6, "Take up the Ark of the Covenant and pass on ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them. And the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I will begin to exalt you in the eyes of all Israel, so they may know that I am with you as I was with Moses." See, the priest obeyed the instruction, the people obeyed the instruction, okay, the timing of the Lord, and even their leader, Joshua, was established by God. And that's what will be our qualifying, is God is going to exalt us or promote us or reward us. He is a just God. Keep that in mind. We don't need to take matters in our own hands. Okay? You wait patiently and continue to do good. And God is watching. Amen. Okay. Here's another example. During the reign of Hezekiah, 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 2. The king and his officials and the whole assembly in Jerusalem decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month. They had not been able to celebrate it at the regular time because not enough priests had consecrated themselves and the people had not assembled in Jerusalem. That caused delay. They were not able to celebrate the Passover in the regular month or the regular date because there are not enough priests who consecrated themselves. And the people, of course, did not assemble in Jerusalem, which is also a commandment of the Lord. Celebrate the Passover in Jerusalem. Okay? And that's what we need to do. We need to continue to take responsibility and check on ourselves. Consecrating ourselves is to really ask the Holy Spirit to show us what we need to correct in our lives. And we need to continue to ask God to help us to keep a watch over our mouths that we will not sin against Him. It is also in the scripture. Okay? So down to verse 12. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord. A very large crowd of people assembled in Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread, or Passover, in the second month. So whatever we accomplish, or whatever where we failed to accomplish at this time, is depending on individuals, okay? Whether you accomplish something or whether you failed on something, we all are receiving instruction. The instruction are being released, even through this radio program. And of course, the Word of God. There are a lot of scripture reference about taking responsibility and do no one wrong. Even with our fellow brothers and sisters, it says, do not take advantage of your brother or sister. So in everything we do, don't do, say, or don't say, it is a heart issue. Everything concerning God is a heart issue. Okay, keep that in mind. Honoring God, our tithes and love offering, it is to honor Him and acknowledging who He is. It's not about, okay, out of obligation or you want to receive something. Okay, I'm going to give $20 and Lord, I expect a hundredfold return. And it never happened because everything that we do in the kingdom of God as a born again believer is a heart issue. Okay? Okay. In 1 Chronicles chapter 28, verse 9, and you, my son Solomon, acknowledge the God of your father and serve Him with wholehearted devotion and with a willing mind, for the Lord searches every heart and understands every motive behind the thoughts. If you seek Him, He will be found by you, but if you forsake Him, He will reject you forever. So it is important to ask the Holy Spirit for instruction, even every morning. And what I do after conferences, even crusades or Sunday services, I ask the Holy Spirit what I missed. And if I said something wrong, then I'll make it a point that I'll correct it. That's when you continue to be trusted by God and He'll continue to teach you, because you're proving that you are teachable and that you take responsibility for your action and that you are careful. Okay? Just right now, Passover week is in April, and we always pray how to celebrate the Passover. Even when we change the decor of the church, when there are changes of season, I pray to the Lord to give me a vision, just like last fall. He just flashed it in me that we have to really honor Him and celebrate that it is going to be a big harvest season from then on. And that's what we did. I shared it with Erica, Joshua, and other members of the praise team and media team. And everybody worked together, and we did it. According to the vision, each and every one who were assigned responsibilities, they followed it to the letter. And God was pleased. And this is how, when God will make you, if you are part of the transfer of wealth, you have to seek God first and foremost, and then you follow. The Holy Spirit will prioritize the things that you need to focus on almost every day, and He will guide you. Remember, this is His idea. This is His plan. He has the blueprint from the very beginning, so He knows you need to trust Him, okay? Psalm chapter 7, verse 9. O righteous God, who searches minds and hearts, bring to an end the violence of the wicked and make the righteous secure. Romans 8:27. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Okay, Revelation chapter 2, verse 23. This is about Jezebel, okay? Or the Jezebel spirit. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Okay, so it is important. 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. And we will always be rewarded. God is just finding ways and means to bring about our inheritance to us. Okay? Keep that in mind. Matthew chapter 16, verse 27. For the Son of Man is going to come in his Father's glory with his angels, and then he will reward each person according to what he has done. Okay. Romans chapter 2, verse 6. God will give to each person according to what he has done. Romans 14, verse 12. So then each of us will give an account of himself to God. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive what is due him for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 8. The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, and each will be rewarded according to his own labor. Revelation 22:12. Behold, I am coming soon. My reward is with me, and I will give to everyone according to what he has done. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. See, I have taught you decrees and laws as the Lord my God commanded me, so that you may follow them in the land you are entering to take possession of it. Observe them carefully, for this will show your wisdom and understanding to the nation, who will hear about all these decrees and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Okay. And I'm going to stop there, because I'm going to share with you the prophecy and the vision that God have given me concerning the banking system. Okay. Remember, God is going to uproot everything that is wicked in Washington, D.C., and we're beginning to see it now. And also in Hebrews 12:27, it says, once more, the Lord is going to shake heavens and earth, and anything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that the things of God shall remain. Okay. And keep in mind, before I release this vision and prophecy, or prophetic vision, keep in mind that a part of our inheritance and a part of our blessings is for us to be lender and not borrower, okay? For us to be the head and not the tail, if we continue to follow God's instruction. So now, God is not against the banking system. He actually, the Lord Jesus laid it out, as far as the parable of the talents, or the parable of the minas, okay? So here's the thing. If you noticed, for the past several years, the banks, their customer services have diminished. And now you open an account, you're just in front of a computer without talking to anybody. It is actually frustrating to even inquire of things, even via phone or even in the computer. It's so limited. And they are into global thing. See, your deposit of 100 or even a few thousands is not important to them. they are just meeting the requirements concerning the number of depositors when you're going to set up a bank. It's one of those requirements. They became global, and they were in cahoots with political leaders to really control the monetary system. It just consists of a few major banks. And I was praying in the spirit, and then the Lord showed me that little pockets of small banks God is going to create, more like, it's not really a new banking system. I don't know how to put it, but these are small pockets of banks, let's use the word banks, or financial institutions, are all over North America. Especially United States of America, even in small towns, and they are going to bring the customer service, person-to-person customer service. And the wonderful thing is the global banks, the big banks, will be forced to provide the same service in order for them to survive, because there will be a lot of positioning of nations. There will be major changes that the bank are hurting right now, but they are depending on corrupt and wicked governments to keep their power, because they feed on its others. So now they will go back to their original intent and purpose, but they will be forced to go back and revert back to localized, because now the middle class and the small businesses will be all over the place, instead of just one big company who can hold a city or a government hostage, okay? They have so much power. So God is removing that. That is why the prophecy is transfer of wealth and transfer of influence. That's why I kept on saying the influence is the most good part. So here comes the body of Christ. The prophetic instruction is to ask the Holy Spirit to show you the things that you have to get rid of, and to learn God's ways of doing things and implement them in every areas of your life, because it is part of this influence that not one or two or three banks or financial institutions will be able to control the economy of nations. This is not going to happen, because God is not going to allow it. So once we start unlearning things and we go back, and I kept on saying, don't be a student of the Bible, but be a student of the Holy Spirit. Okay? That is when God's ways that are higher than our ways is going to be revealed, and we will implement it, and we will going to take the control again, or the governance in every sector of society, including economics, including financial institutions, that we will have our hands to it and will become influential as long as we continue to obey God. Amen? Okay. God bless you for tuning in. And if the Lord is leading you, join us in our Sunday services, either via live stream, go to sogmi.org and click live stream, or we are located at 8419 Callahan Road. So I'll see you there. And remember, implementation is now the season that we're in. Amen and amen.
Thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to the prophetic voice of our time. We really hope you were blessed by today's episode. And if you were, we want to hear from you. You can call us at 210-695-1630, or you can email us at sogmi@outlook.com. That's sogmi@outlook.com. And we really encourage you to visit our website, sogmi.org. That is sogmi.org. That's where you can listen to previous episodes of this podcast and even support this broadcast. We're supported by listeners just like you. So if you want to support this ministry, you can go to SOGMI.org and hit the donate button. You can also send a check to P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023. Again, that is P.O. Box 1579, Helotes, Texas 78023.